Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy.
The Iowa House of Representatives has passed a bill aimed at ensuring that Iowans can repair their own farm equipment. It would require equipment manufacturers to make parts, software, documentation, and tools available to farmers and independent repair shops for free or at a fair cost. The bill also says farmers own the data collected by their equipment and can decide what's done with it. Republican Representative Derek Wolf of Hudson says farmers are being told they don't have the right to repair the equipment that they bought.
Right to repair legislation is about drawing a line in the sand. It says if you bought it, you own it. You have the right to fix it, modify it, and keep it running without asking permission.
Farm equipment manufacturers like John Deere and dealers have argued that farmers can already access what they need to make repairs. The bill passed 70-18 in the House with bipartisan support and now goes to the Iowa Senate. For the third time in a month, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is pushing his affordable housing plan that's emerged as a top administration priority this spring. The Democrats' Build plan is a package of five bills aimed partly at making it easier to build multifamily housing statewide. Here's Pritzker on his plan speaking at an AARP town hall event.
It's designed to eliminate unnecessary barriers and lower costs for housing construction and renovation, produce a wider range of family-friendly housing types, and streamline permitting.
The Illinois Municipal League is opposed to the governor's bill package. It says the plan is an infringement on local housing and zoning control. Meanwhile, the Quad Cities needs to add nearly 7,000 additional rental units to meet its affordable housing goals. WVIK's Jonathan Turner reports one local nonprofit is doing its part with a new $10 million complex in Central Davenport called Carroll's Village Gardens.
A complex combination of public and private funds anchored by $7 million in Iowa low-income housing tax credits made the Vera French project at 820 Harrison Street possible, built over a year and a half by Davenport-based Russell Construction. Fittingly located next to the Vera French Community Mental Health Center's Carroll Center, the nonprofit agency's 30-unit complex is comprised of six supportive units for people moving from homelessness, four two-bedroom apartments, and 21-bedroom units, all with washer and dryer, microwave, and dishwasher. Vera French CEO Rich Whitaker noted that affordable housing is a pressing need in the area, with one 2020 study finding a gap of over 6,600 units for people making $20,000 a year or less.
I think part of the issue is people see that huge monumental problem and the need, and then they kind of get paralyzed by that, and or they think it's somebody else's responsibility. Well, as a community mental health center, housing is healthcare, and it's an important part of getting past mental illness, is you've got to have that stable housing.
For more on this story, visit WVIK.org. For WVIK News, this is Jonathan Turner.
A Rock Island catering company has withdrawn its bid for a city contract amid conflict of interest allegations leveled against an alderman whose family owns the business. Alderman Bill Healy last night pulled the bid for Bridges Catering to provide preschool food services at the Rock Island Fitness and Activity Center.
This issue has been mischaracterized publicly and on Facebook and has created distraction for the city's work. I am not going to continue to engage in that. This decision is not based on any legal conflicts or wrongdoings, but simply because it is not worth pursuing under these circumstances.
Healy explained that his parents own the catering company. His biography on the city's website has been updated to describe Healy as an operator of the business. City staff had recommended Bridges Catering over two other competitive bids. Critics argued the contract could violate Illinois municipal ethics laws governing officials with financial interest in city contracts. The city council will now have to revisit options for preschool food services at the fitness center.
This is WVIK News.